Grace, greetings and welcome to another podcast. And this podcast happens every day of the year. And it is just me talking about the Bible and some of the life experiences that I've had in my journey with the Lord, but mostly going left to right through Scripture chronologically, seeing where it takes us, enjoying the journey. Obviously, we're doing something that is appealing to the listener, as there are thousands of you that tune in every day to take the journey with us. And I want to say thank you. And I just pray the favor of God manifests itself in your life. I'm not praying that you are problem-free. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go listen to yesterday's podcast. But I am praying that it is creating in you endurance and character and hope, and that out of that you're going to see some amazing things in the realm of the Spirit. And I thank those of you who have supported us, not just with your prayers and your time, but financially, because you make it possible for us to bring this to you every day. Now, that is not always an easy task. You make it easier by being supporters, and I thank you for that. Some have never supported this at all, and I'm not angry, I'm not upset. As long as the Lord provides us the opportunity, we'll continue. And my prayer and goal is I'll never charge for the DDP. We don't charge for the app to get the DDP, that you are able to just listen if that's what you want to do. And for those who the Lord does deal with to give, we thank you for your obedience. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. What a fitting verse for me, based upon how I introduced the podcast today. You see, I hope in the Lord. I hope that He continues to do all of the things that He is doing to allow us to do all the things we are doing. We're ministering the gospel in the way that we're ministering it, living the life that we're living, and I hope that God, my hope is in Him, that He continues to do what he would have done. However, what my real hope, is that my hope will never disappoint. I may not get the end result I expected out of my hope, but my hope never disappoints me because my Father can't disappoint me. He is consistent. He is good. He is loving. When Paul uses the phrase, hope does not disappoint, he connects it to the love of God, because the love of God's been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. In other words, how could we ever be disappointed? We already have the love of God. It was poured out in us by the Holy Spirit. Now, he's going to describe what that looks like over the next several verses. We'll get to that in the next few days. But for today, I want you to realize that this is not Paul's first, it's not the first time he's used the concept of disappointment. The first time he uses it in Romans is probably one of the most famous verses, not only in the book of Romans, but in the entire Bible. It doesn't meet our eye or our ear in quite the same way that Romans 5:5 does. But listen to Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. And the word that Paul uses there for ashamed is better translated disappointed. I am not disappointed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we were in Romans 1, we dealt with that for days. I remember being on in the DDP in Romans 1:16 for probably a week. So I'm not going to go back and do all the theology of that verse. But consider that Paul opens this whole book 16 verses in, he really lays the precedent. I am not disappointed in this gospel. When he gets to Romans 5:5, hope does not disappoint. So I think Paul is telling you in Romans 5:5 why he told you what he did in Romans 1:16. I'm not disappointed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the power of God to salvation. Hope never disappoints. In other words, my salvation and my hope are the same thing. I have hope because I am who I am in Christ. I am who I am in Christ because of my hope. I've never been disappointed in who I am in Christ. I've never been disappointed in who Christ is in me. And even though I go through, and now we're in the Romans 5 context, even though I go through persecutions and I have to build endurance, and these endurances are building character, I have yet to be disappointed at the end result. I might not get everything I wanted. I might not end up exactly where I thought I would. But I've never been disappointed in the Father's love for me. I've never been disappointed as if God has abandoned me. I've always known that He loves me. The context of Romans 5:5, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Let's use some companion text. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Let me get over there. I'm still turning. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 21 and 22. Listen to this. He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. The word guarantee there is down payment. Did you notice what Paul said? You have the Holy Spirit who's been given to you as a down payment. The reason why Paul could walk in hope, we're back to Romans 5:5, because God's love has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit. If you're hearing a teaching that tells you that the Holy Spirit is God's flashlight in your heart to point out sin, go to Romans 5:5 and show them that hope never disappoints you. Because God put the Holy Spirit in you to remind you, not that you have failed, but that you are loved. The presence of the Holy Spirit is to convince you that God loves you. In the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 15, the Holy Spirit witnesses to us, for after He had said before, this is the covenant I will make with them, after those days, I'll put my laws in their hearts, and their minds I'll write them. And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. God gives you the Holy Spirit, who was a witness to the events at Calvary, so that the Holy Spirit can remind you of what He saw. And what He saw was God internalizing direction. The law had been the externalization of direction. But at Calvary, God put the direction He wants you to go in your heart. And then the Holy Spirit reminds you, I love this, Hebrews 10, 17, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. So the Holy Spirit is in you every day to remind you that you are loved and that God has taken care of your sin issue. We will advance to the sixth verse of Romans chapter 5 on tomorrow's podcast. I hope in the meantime you are blessed. Have a fantastic day, and I'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.